And grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, what am I doing? I'm eating. So I want you to listen to what we're saying. I'm eating. What tense is the verb if I say I'm eating? That's a present tense verb. And this is something I want us to notice, that the tense of the verb in the Bible matters, right? We say every word of God is inspired. Every word of God has something to say. So I want us to listen to this. I am eating. That means I'm doing it when? Right now. That's a present tense. Now, today, we're at the 8 right now, at the 8 o'clock service. Then there's Sunday school. Then there's the late service. After that, I will go out to lunch. What tense is that? That's right. So that's a future tense. This weekend, our grandchildren are visiting us, and my older grandson loves Sonic. So I think I can say, I will be lunching at Sonic, right? So I'm getting the tots. I don't know about you, but that's what I go for. So I am eating. I will be eating. And I want us to think about this on All Saints Day. It's All Saints Day, right? All Saints Day, we remember those of our congregation, we just read their names, who have gone to be with the Lord, those who passed away in the last year, and I hope that in your minds and your hearts you think of the saints gone before them, the loved ones that we've committed to the Lord, we've laid their remains in the ground. Let me ask you this, where are they right now? They're in heaven. Future tense or present tense? Present tense. The saints of the Lord are with Jesus right now. I want us to look at our text. I want to look at all three this morning and just to hear what the Word of God confesses about. And I want us to get this distinction. The saints gone on before us and the saints on earth right now. Right? Revelation chapter 7. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. What tense is the verb? Present tense. You see it? You see how important that is? We missed them. We loved them. They loved us. But where are they? Standing before the throne and before the Lamb, they're wearing, present tense, white robes, they're holding, present tense, palm branches in their hands, and they cried out to the Lord in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God. The saints in heaven, I want us to get this, are alive. Right? They're alive. They're not present to us. But they're alive right now, and they're rejoicing. I love that they rejoice in heaven, because what they're saying is they see by sight what you and I confess by faith. They see, wow, salvation is real. Salvation in Jesus Christ is real. Jesus Christ has overcome death and the grave and hell, and here we are worshiping him. Can you imagine? Seeing all the saints gone before them, but especially seeing the risen Jesus. What a hoot, right? The risen Jesus with your own eyes. They're alive and they're rejoicing. I'll never forget this. I was at a leadership conference. It was for leaders of a congregation, and we got a guest speaker to come in. You know, the guest speaker always knows more because he drove farther, right? You know that. The guest speaker came in, a good guest speaker, by the way, I shouldn't say that probably, but the guest speaker comes in, and he doesn't know the members of my congregation, so he's asking them, can you introduce yourself, your name, tell us something interesting about yourself. I'll never forget this as long as I live. One of my members said to him, I have two living children. I have two living children. And it caught his ear, because that's a funny phrasing, right? I have two living children. So he said, well, what do you mean? And it was true, she said, that one of her children had died while a young child. That's hardship. But I'll never forget what that speaker said. He said, you have three living children. Right? Is that right? You have three living children. That is the vision of the church. The vision of the church is they might not be present with us, but they are alive with Christ right now, not just future, although they have a future. And how are they there? It's good to remember fondly the people that we loved, but were they perfect? Nope. Were they sinless? Nope, alas. So it tells us, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. I want us to notice that phrase. A lot of times end time preachers say the great tribulation is this terrible period at the end times. That's not what this is talking about. They've come out of the great tribulation. What is he talking about? Life. It's joys, but it's hardships, right? They've come out of the great tribulation, and they've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Not saved by their works, not saved by their righteousness, their own righteousness, but saved by being clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. Last week was Reformation Sunday. How are you saved? By grace through faith. By faith alone, by faith alone, by faith alone. There's their white robes and the blood of the Lamb, and their future is this. Notice it switches to future tense verbs. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. That's one of the best verses in the Bible, by the way. In heaven. I guess for a minute we think about the hardship. We think about the tribulation. And as we think of it, the Lord Jesus wipes away every tear. That's a wonderful promise of Scripture. So 1 John 3 says this. That's the saints gone on before us, the saints singing in heaven, the saints rejoicing at salvation. But 1 John 3 says this. See what great love the Father has lavished on us. He's talking to us now. That we should be called children of God. And I love the next sentence. And that is what we, what's the word? Are. It's great that God loves us, calls us his children, and the Bible says, and that is what we are. Tense of the verb? Present tense. It didn't say that is what you will be. That is what you are. You are a saint. I think it's important for us to catch that vision so that we know, we talk about the saints gone on before us, where are they? Alive in heaven. And then sometimes we learn too much humility. We think, I'm not worthy. I'm sinful. Well, okay, you are sinful, but you're wearing the righteousness of Jesus. Right? You're wearing the righteousness of Jesus. Right now, you're covered in Christ. At the next service, we're going to have a baptism, and one more will be washed and made clean. Not by his righteousness, but by the righteousness of Jesus, and that is what you are, present tense. So, saints on earth, right, we learn a humility to forget to say, I'm a saint. You're a saint. By the way, I want us to notice this phrase, the great love of God. My midweek Bible class from the book of Genesis, and this past week we are in Genesis chapter 32, where Jacob is wrestling with God. That's a metaphor for life too, of course, God and a life. And it does feel like a challenge, even wrestling with God himself. But then after having wrestled with God, Jacob says, bless me. That's a spiritual insight that Jacob has figured out that the principal thing about God is not judgment, but love. That's the principal thing. God judges those who refuse him at the end. But Jacob says, bless me, and he does, because the nature of God is to bless. The nature of God is to say, my saints. And do you notice the verbs change here? The reason the world does not know us is it didn't know Jesus. That's present tense. Dear friends, and notice he makes it very clear. Now we are children of God, not just a present tense verb. Now, what are you? Child of God. What are you? Saint of God. Now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. See that? The switch. Is this the final deal right here? This body, this one is getting kind of creaky and achy. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say this, but you'd love, you know, and every once in a while you put your back out. It sounds cool if you say, I put my back out playing football. Last time I put my back out, I was brushing my teeth. And you're like, really, Lord? Yes, no, this isn't the final package. We're still walking in the great tribulation, aren't we? What you will be has not yet been revealed, but when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's future tense. The new body that never dies and never suffers, and I trust keeps its hair. That's what I'm hoping. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. And I love the word hope. In the Bible, the word hope does not mean what we nowadays we say, I hope my team wins. No, not that hope. I hope in the Bible means it's future, but I know, right? I know. Christ is alive. Christ is coming back. I know that. So hope means something in the future that I'm sure will happen. So here's where we are, children of God, what we will be. I hope in that, right? So take a peek at Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, it says that Jesus saw the crowds. That means regular people, not the big shots. Regular people coming out to hear Jesus. And he begins to teach them. And these are the Beatitudes. You've heard them before. I've always wondered, why are the Beatitudes in All Saints text? Here's why. It's the balance between now and then. Does that make sense? So hear these. The balance between faith and sight, between here and there. You hear it? So what does he say? Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed are the merciful. The world looks at this list and says, those things don't sound blessed. Right? The world would write the Beatitudes like this: blessed are the winners, blessed are the successful, blessed are the powerful, blessed are those who control other people's lives, blessed are those who receive the praise of the world. That's the worldly. So the first thing about the Beatitudes, God doesn't see it the way people see it. And I want you to notice that in the second phrase, I only read the first half of all the Beatitudes. The second half of all the Beatitudes are future tense verbs. Have you ever noticed that? Saints now, saints then. Blessed are those who mourn, for they what? Will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. That's why it's an All Saints Day text. Saints on earth, you are the children of God. For now, we're meek and gentle, merciful. And the world looks at that, as the previous reading said, the world looks at it, they don't get it. They don't know who you are. They said, well, that doesn't seem blessed. Jesus says, these are blessed because you will inherit the kingdom of God. You will be shown mercy, right? You will, in Jesus. So, now, then, faith, sight, here, there, saints on earth, where are we? On earth, we're still in the Great Tribulation. What will you be doing? You will be rejoicing with God and with all the saints gone before you. We will. Amen. And we stand together. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.